Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. In this week's Parasha Vayera, we read about the Makot that Hashem sent upon the Mitzrim before He took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us one of the purposes of the Makot is Lema'an Teda Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz, so we should know that Hashem is involved with us, with everything that goes on in this world. Many people at that time believed Hashem created the world, but then left it to do other things. Hashem taught the world a lesson, and more importantly, He taught us. He is actively involved in everything that goes on, and En Kamoni Bechol Ha'aretz, there is no one like Him in the world. He runs nature, sometimes according to the rules that He ordained, and sometimes He defies those rules. In order for the Jewish people to have merited leaving Mitzrayim, they needed to first believe in Hashem's Hashkaha Peratit. And the Sefarim HaKedoshim teach us one of the things that we need to achieve our final Geula is fully believing in Hashem's Hashkaha in everything that goes on in our lives, from the smallest details to the biggest events. Everything is me'et Hashem. A woman who tends a bitachon class said she learned to think about Hashem in everything she does. She asks Hashem for help, and if she doesn't receive what she's asking for, she knows 100% that it's not in her benefit to have it at that moment. Recently, she was in a Sefarim store and saw many books that she really wanted to read. But since she and her husband are struggling financially, it wasn't in their budget to buy all of them. She said, "I know if it's good for me to have them, Hashem has infinite ways of giving them to me." Shortly afterward, someone informed her about a new library that's close to her child's daycare center, and they have new books available there. She went and has since been benefiting from all the books she could possibly have wanted. This is Hashem's involvement in something as small as giving a woman the books that she wants to read. Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson told about an experience that he went through in which he'll never forget. Someone once called him months in advance to book him to give many speeches over a weekend. In the meantime, he had other opportunities for that weekend that came up, but he turned them all down as he was already booked. When that weekend finally came around, he was getting ready to leave the house with his wife on Friday to travel there. And all of a sudden, he got a phone call from the organization telling him they had to cancel. He was so upset. Besides for all of the opportunities that he had turned down, he also made arrangements for his children to be in other places. They didn't have any food prepared for Shabbat, and he didn't feel that it was right to be canceled like that at the last minute. That night, he fell asleep at his table while learning and woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He was wide awake at that point. He had an office on the fourth floor of his apartment building, and he decided to go up there to look something up. He then saw a young man on the steps outside of one of the apartments. The rabbi sat down next to him and asked if everything was okay. The young man jumped up, ran into his apartment, and attempted to slam the door. The rabbi's instincts sensed something was very wrong. He ran after him and managed to get into the apartment. On the counter were all different kinds of tablets that this young man was planning to use to commit suicide. He had already started taking them. The rabbi wrestled him, finally pinning him down and speaking to him until he got him out of his suicidal mode. He took him to his apartment and spent the day with him. And after Shabbat, he took him to get the proper help. And Baruch Hashem, today, years later, this man is a successful, bright, and delightful person living a very happy life. The rabbi realized that day it was Hashem orchestrating events. He needed to be there that night to save this man's life. And if the organization would have canceled any earlier, he most probably would have been somewhere else that Shabbat. Hashem is involved in everything that goes on. We are living today in the end of days. We need to strengthen this emunah in Hashem's hashkaha peratit. And be'ezrat Hashem, we will be zocheh to the geulah shelema bekarov. Shabbat shalom.